An animated book opens and a city block rises from its blank pages. A low view moves down a main street, settling outside a movie theater. Illuminated by blinking lights, the marquee reads, Amazon Studios. Roving through glass-walled corridors, we glimpse red, block letters and the silhouette of a man running by. The man jumps into a deep tube, then a maze in the shape of an eye moves to center screen. Escape artists. In outer space, a moving view shows clusters of stars. Amazon Studios presents an Escape Artists Ziv production. Clouds of interstellar gas and dust illuminate the darkness. Juvie Productions. The moving view passes the moon, revealing Earth in the distance. Viola Davis. McKenna Grace. Jim Gaffigan. A meteoroid spins toward the planet. Mike Epps. The rocky mass increases in speed. Charlie Shotwell. And Allison Janney. As it enters Earth's atmosphere, fiery debris flies off the meteor. On Earth, sitting on a lounge chair, a blonde girl with untidy platinum blonde pigtails smiles. She watches a meteor cross the night sky. She wears an aluminum foil-covered colander like a hat. She turns a flashlight on and off.
Last summer, Mama gave me this flashlight to signal the aliens. She said, "Of course there's life out there. Now go outside." But now it's just me and y'all, the aliens of the universe. So if you can hear me, I'm Christmas Flint, human female. I think you'd like me. I think you'd want to be my friend.
An overhead view rises away from Christmas on the deck. She continues to turn the flashlight on and off. Troop Zero. Daytime. As Christmas runs on a sunny dirt field, one of her rain boots falls off.
Dang it.
She puts it back on and continues running through the wooded area. Milan Ray, Bella Higginbottom, Johanna Cologne, Ashley Brooke, Edie Patterson, Gwendolyn Malamba, Jacoby Swain. Christmas runs through a town and enters a library. Casting by Mary Vernieu, CSA, and Lindsey Graham, CSA. Music by Rob Lord. Costume designer Carolyn Esselin Schaefer. Christmas sets a stack of books about the planets on the librarian's desk. Edited by Catherine Haight, ACE. Production designer Laura Fox.
And I don't want no ketchup stains on those pages again.
Yes, ma'am.
Director of photography James Whitaker. Co-producers Joyce San Pedro, Lance Johnson. Christmas makes her way to the deck. Executive producers David Bloomfield, Jenny Hinke, Lucy Alibar. Produced by Todd Black, PGA, Jason Blumenthal, Steve Tisch. Produced by Alex Siskin, Viola Davis. She puts shells atop the deck railing.
Mama believed that sound waves travel out into the universe.
Written by Lucy Alibar. She turns the dial on an antenna.
She said that if I ever got lonely, I should just send my message out.
Directed by Bert and Bertie. Christmas runs through a trailer park. She waves at a fair-haired boy holding mop brushes like pom-poms.
Joseph!
Words appear. Wiggly, Georgia, 1977. She enters a trailer and eats peanut butter from a jar.
Ramsey Flint, attorney at law.
What it is, boss?
What it is, boss. Now, hold up, Joe Frank. I'm your attorney. Yeah, you gotta listen to me. Not about the property line now. That is a big tractor, Joe Frank. I'd advise you get out of the way. This is legal advice.
The man offers some to a dog.
You not hungry? No, I'm talking to dog. Hey, I'm just trying to save your life.
That's the boss, man. He's my dad.
Damn it.
He's doing his best. It ain't his fault he loses so much.
Where my pants?
Since Mama died, he's been losing everything.
Boss, when we're done talking, think our words travel out into the universe forever?
I sure as heck hope not.
I swear.
A dark-haired woman stands at a desk.
I'm gonna pop somebody. I don't get my damn money.
Miss Ray Lane, I gotta go down. Take care of Joe Frank and Live Oak.
Wear your pants. You 400 in the hole, and you talking about Joe Frank.
Now, listen.
That's Miss Raylene. She's an intergalactic warrior.
You know what? You the boss, but you a broke-ass boss.
But she crash-landed here working for my dad instead of going to law school.
Ain't nothing wrong helping somebody.
Still, she's the smartest person you're gonna meet.
We can discuss this later. I gotta find my pants. You move my pants?
A woman enters.
Mr. Ramsey, I can't pay you yet, but I bought you some avocados. Avocados. It's the good Lord's way of saying mayonnaise.
Christmas wears the colander.
We'll get your payment
soon. You don't need no mayonnaise. You need some money. You know how much you have in your bank account? I do, it ain't pretty.
You paying no money? Everybody doing
their best. I'm going to the deck.
I'm doing my best.
Boss, hold up.
Gotta make contact, though.
I know you ain't walking around looking like that. Take that off. Look at that hair. People gonna think you raised by wolves.
He sits Christmas down and fixes her long hair.
Yes.
A mustached man enters.
Defender. What it is, boss?
What it is, Dwayne?
What it is, Miss Raylene?
If it ain't $200 for the petty theft, I don't want to hear it.
I can wait. I'm gonna need the services, actually.
Let's go. Prepare to fall out.
Joe Frank got himself arrested again. We gotta go bail him out.
Ramsey steps away.
Hey, they're my pants. All right.
People ain't got no sense.
Oh, don't you touch that hair, you mess it up. You be a real sweet, go grab me a beer.
Christmas grabs two bottles.
Now I know you already offered one to Mr. Dwayne.
Ramsey returns wearing pants.
Isn't she sweet?
Just like a mama.
His smile fades. Raylene throws her hairpick at Dwayne.
Hey, what the?
Nah. Like this, boss.
Ramsey opens the beer bottle with his teeth.
That's how it go. King of beers. Clink it up.
King of beers.
He takes a swig.
Tell you what, you don't back down till you reach them aliens, huh? Give me that. Maybe they can come down here and babysit or something.
Sorry, yes, sir.
Ramsey picks up the small dog.
Come on, Fluffy. Y'all have a good time. Whoop! Dwayne, fall out!
Dwayne leaves with him. Seated at her desk, Raylene stares at Christmas. In the bathroom, Raylene puts on makeup while the girl watches.
Miss Raylene, can you help me get my flashlight brighter?
You going up on that deck again?
I don't know.
Don't you have any girlfriends?
I got you.
Mm-mm. I'm not a friend. I'm a grown-up.
Then I guess not.
What about that little sparkly friend?
His daddy's making him football practice.
God help that boy. Nobody at school?
They all say I pee myself, even though I don't.
No.
Raylene looks in the mirror and uses an eyelash curler.
What's that?
It's a curler.
What's it for?
Make your eyelashes look longer.
Weird.
Raylene peers at her reflection.
It's Raylene. I think I could be part alien.
I worry about you, Christmas.
Christmas grins.
Do you want to watch The Outer Limits later?
Oh, I'm sorry, Boo, but I'm busy tonight.
Raylene steps out of the bathroom. Christmas fidgets. She grabs a tube of lipstick from the sink and uncaps it. She draws lines on her cheeks. At night, lights on the deck turn on and off. Wearing the colander on her head, Christmas sits on the lounge chair and aims her flashlight toward the sky.
When Mama died, everyone said all kinds of different stuff. She's in heaven, she's here with me but invisible. And the boss man says she got turned into stars and comets and meteors. And I think that's what's true. I think she's stars and comets and meteors.
The girl gazes up with a soft smile. A moving view travels across the starry sky. It lowers to a porch. Raylene leans on a railing with a cigarette and stares off. She takes a drag and puts out the cigarette. In her living room, she watches a courtroom drama on TV.
I would like to introduce this bill of sale as Defense Exhibit A.
That's what I would do, too.
Well, there are those of us who still side with the establishment.
Case dismissed.
Daytime. In the trailer park, a bald man coaches Joseph, who runs with a football. Christmas watches TV on her porch.
Run! Hey, get them legs up! Get them legs up! Yeah, all right, all right, now zigzag, 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 serpentine. Yeah, they ain't gonna catch you if you serpentine. All right. All right, now go along, go.
I want you to tell Joseph it gets better for people like us, for the ones with no mamas, for the girl boys, and the falsely accused bedwetters.
Joseph fails to catch the ball.
But you might have to lie.
Come on, bring it back in. Hustle. Give me the ball. Right, you know, you gotta be faster. I don't need to be fast. No, you're gonna
Joseph.
Be faster.
I'm watching you. You're going to have to learn to run fast as all hell.
All right. So go along.
He starts running.
Hey, turn around. Hands up.
In a schoolyard, he and Christmas dance and sing as they cross the grass.
I'm combing my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now.
A student throws a ball at them as they pass.
Forever and ever.
Kids run away.
It's Homo! Get out of here! Tax day! I'm y'all tax collector! Give me y'all's tax!
A skinny girl approaches.
You'd be advised to stay the hell away from Hell No Price.
Hey, Betsy Wetsy.
It's not true. It don't matter. Come on, just run!
Hell No and her friend chase Christmas and Joseph.
She's got the ferocity of a T-Rex and twice the appetite. Hell No Price? I heard you done ate her parents.
Joseph and Christmas sit in a tree.
I say, get down here!
Her rain boot falls off.
Crap. You gotta pay. You don't got tax?
Hell No elbows her friend.
Smash tax. We ain't coming down.
No.
We ain't got candy. We ain't got nothing.
We'll get them later.
Later, girls in yellow uniforms play a hand clap game by the tree.
The less lucky ones, the weekend they'll be grind. Those that good fortune left. Be brave, be true, in everything you do.
Beware of nasty Principal Massey. She grew up right next door to Miss Raylene. She pretends she's better than everybody.
Massey and a man approach.
Good afternoon, birdies.
Good afternoon, Miss Massey.
Have we got a treat for you today? Who's excited for some jamboree? Who's excited for some winning? And this year, I know we're gonna bring home that trophy like always. Otherwise, y'all gonna be staying in Marietta. I'm playing. So, there's something special happening this year, an opportunity for all of us to be a part of science.
Hi, everybody.
This is Dr.
Prasad.
Prasad, all the way from NASA.
Hello. Raise your hands if you like to think about outer space.
In the tree, Christmas raises her hand. The birdies stare at Prasad.
They're girls. That's okay, huh? You know someone who loves to think about outer space is our president.
Oh, my.
He has sent some of us on a mission across the Earth. We are putting together a record of life.
A record?
Yes, the golden record. The greatest hits of planet Earth. An account of all of us to be launched into space.
Ooh.
But I don't want to go to space.
Hush up, precious.
We are recording people from all over the world giving greetings in their native languages. If there is a chance there is other life, there is a chance someone will hear this.
Christmas grins.
There's no such things as aliens, though.
Piper, please. Don't interrupt.
Our president is a humble man from Georgia. So why not a little girl from somewhere like
Wiggly?
Somewhere like Wiggly be the keeper of our immortality?
That's quite a job.
Well, I appreciate your time. A group of us will be there at the jamboree. We're looking forward to recording the winners.
All right, let's go get changed into our jamboree costumes.
Christmas starts to get down from the tree branch.
Let's bring home the gold like we do, right?
Christmas!
She falls.
Why you always gotta be the one in the front, Piper?
I got more badges than you, so why don't you pour yourself a big old glass of hush up?
Christmas approaches.
Hey, Piper. Do y'all smell something? Did somebody pee on themselves?
Wanna be Birdie Scout?
Wanna go to Jamboree? Go run into trees, bedwetter.
I'm not a bedwetter.
Yes, huh?
She'll get the uniform nasty.
You'll get the uniform nasty.
You just said that.
I can be good for you. I know stuff about space.
I could help you in.
Jamboree is a talent show, the best of the best. Is that you, or is trash you?
Are you also mean to me?
I don't know. Just feels right. I'm at the top and you're at the bottom. It's just how we was made.
Another birdie holds up scissors. The scouts grab Christmas.
Does this mean I'm in?
They drag her to a locker. In a classroom, Massey reads a brochure at her desk.
Ain't that some shit?
She sips a drink and leans back.
Greetings from planet Earth. I am Crystal Massey. And,
Massey takes a bottle from a drawer and pours liquor into her glass.
There we go.
She takes a sip. The brochure reads, "The Golden Record, Our Chance to Make Contact."
And I wish you great tidings of great joy. I do. Aliens out there?
Massey turns toward the door. Massey opens a locker.
Oh, look, it's Christmas. Bless your heart.
Christmas steps out.
I'm gonna tell you something, precious. When we get put in a locker, it's because one way or the other, we got ourselves in there. You understand?
No.
Oh, Christmas, Blunt. We just don't know about you, do we? You're sweet, but we just don't know.
With unevenly cut hair, Christmas watches her go.
Christmas!
Joseph brings her boot.
Hey. Oh, my God, I love your hair. It's so different. It's abstract.
More abstract.
I want our band name to be Gemini. We're just in that shiny plastic.
They walk off. Now they enter Ramsey's trailer.
What the hell happened to your hair?
Fell off, I guess.
You look ferocious, boss. Nothing more important than that.
Who did this herself? Who did this?
No one.
Just tell her she looks nice. What's wrong with y'all?
Why is she letting people cut on her hair?
She let nobody do nothing.
Clarification, boss. Yep. That'd be the judge.
Ramsey grabs a hat.
You tell my mom away, all right? Oh, come on, Fluffy. Can you make sure she got something to eat?
I ain't got time for no children, and I ain't her mama.
Come on, there, Mom. There you go, Fluffy.
Ramsey Flint deterred Aunt Lou.
By a placid body of water, birds fly past the surrounding trees. Near the shore, Joseph hands a pair of scissors to Christmas. She cuts her remaining pigtail, then laughs.
Have a little song.
Joseph examines the back of her head. Wearing muddy boots, they each hold a stick as they walk by the water. Later, Christmas holds a turtle close to her face as Joseph watches the friends stand among cypress roots. At night, Christmas sits on the deck and gazes up. She turns her flashlight on and off. Joseph sits next to her, fidgeting with an object. In the sky, a shooting star passes.
See that?
No.
There's gonna be a meteor shower this year.
It only happens every 60 years.
She smiles toward the sky.
That means I can make contact.
There ain't no one up there. And if they is, your shabby ass flashlight ain't gonna get him.
You ever actually seen Aretha Franklin?
No.
So?
Christmas looks up again at the clear, starry sky.
I'm gonna get on that golden record.
What?
She bolts up.
I'm gonna get on that golden record!
At the library, Christmas moves her finger along a shelf. She pulls out a book called Birdie Scout Handbook. Joseph looks at magazines.
Joseph, we're gonna be birdies.
What? I'm not a girl.
Well, there's nothing in the whole book that says you have to be. Checked. We need to dance for Jamboree so we can win.
You over your limit, you can only get one more.
The librarian eats. Christmas takes the handbook from the top of her stack. She looks at the book underneath, titled Telstar. Christmas purses her lips, then gives the handbook to the librarian.
Hey, if I make that dance, you're gonna win.
Fauna win.
The librarian stamps the book.
Come on, get out of here.
The friends approach two girls twirling batons.
We need a minimum of 4 scouts so that we can make a troop and I can get my voice on that record.
The girls shake their heads. Joseph and Christmas look disappointed.
We have 2 weeks to find birdies with special skills.
As the friends walk away, the girls chase them. One girl trips. In a restaurant, 3 kids sip drinks.
I'm looking for girls with talents that have to be useful in some way.
They shake their heads.
But I'd settle for anyone who'd say yes to me.
By a restaurant called Booties, a red-haired girl offers balloons reading Jesus Saves.
That's Ann Claire. Loves her Jesus. She ain't got but one eye.
Ann Claire? Sorry. I want to help the most poorest struggling fools of the earth.
We're gonna leave a message for the aliens.
Let me ask.
Ann Claire bows her head.
Yes!
They grin. A patch covers one lens of Ann Claire's glasses. Now Christmas runs to the schoolyard.
The birdie manual says we need girls with grace and virtue to lead us to glory.
Kids give Hell No their food.
But I think we need Hell No Price.
My favorite.
Hell No Price? I made you an avocado sandwich.
Christmas gives it to her.
What the hell is this?
God's way of saying mayonnaise.
Get that nasty away from me.
Heads up, bad weather.
We're coming for you.
Hell No lunges and Piper falls off her bike.
Don't get away from me.
That was real nasty.
I ain't doing this because I'm nice. Just like to fight, using you as bait. I'll go away.
Christmas follows Hell No.
I started a birdie scouting troop. You're fast and you're smarter than everybody. You could help us be invaluable. I don't need to be invaluable. Oh, don't you want a chance to leave a message for the aliens in the future? Or at least earn some badges?
Hell no.
But there's a record they found to send into space.
Smash drops a bottle from a trailer roof.
Smash is like the universe.
Smash, go play.
Full of gas and mystery.
She walks off.
Hell no.
Christmas takes a seat.
You're like a human volcano.
See you walking around, fixing you explode all the time.
Always wonder, what that girl think about?
So?
What do you think about blowing everything to kingdom come?
Christmas frowns.
Now we're all headed for the boneyard, so what's the difference?
Hell No adds a lunchbox to a stack of others.
Burning everything down so I don't have to look at nothing pretty, because none of that for me. Well.
Christmas stands up.
Both stand together and saying, we should be here forever. Then, winning it over them, is burn their whole nasty operation right to the ground.
Impressed, Hell No nods. Smash brings a broken guitar to Hell No.
Not right now, Smash.
She tosses it.
Smash gets to come too.
All right.
Smash get all the cookies she wants.
Okay.
You know I ain't your friend, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Christmas grins.
Good.
On a dirt road, she runs with a handbook.
Birdie Manual says every troop needs a troop mother who will show us how to be shining examples of womanhood.
She falls and gets back up.
Whatever that means.
Outside, Ramsey barbecues.
My client could not have been present to answer a question because we have receipts from Winn-Dixie that proved he spent the night shopping.
He was shopping for lighter fluid for 20 minutes. It's right here on the receipt.
He grills a chicken with a beer can inside it.
Dang.
I swear, you men in Austin, why you feel like you have to set things on fire every time you have a problem?
That's our way. Life comes at you hard, you sit it the hell on fire. Ain't that right, boss?
Miss Raylene?
Yeah.
I need something.
Welcome to life, sugar booger.
Christmas holds out the handbook.
You lead us to glory.
Hell no.
Prize you get to leave message for the aliens on the golden record.
Mozart and them.
What?
Now, hold up.
I'd be the representative of all the children on planet Earth.
So, like, our music for aliens?
Some of our music.
Johnny Cash?
No.
Waylon?
No.
Graham Parsons? Rolling Stones?
No. Like Beethoven and them.
Well, then I'm not interested in space. I don't care for that at all.
Yeah, well, I care.
He looks at Christmas.
There's some other life out there, and they want to know me.
Raylene stares at her. Ramsey looks off pensively. He turns to Raylene.
No.
It'd be office hours.
You already owe me back pay.
Well, I'll get it. I mean, ain't my fault everybody guilty.
Ain't my fault you can't get people to pay you.
Joe Safari started our choreography, though.
No, sir. I don't get on good with little girls. I do arsonists, murderers, and state prosecutors. Little girls give me the creeps. Plus, you can't hit them no more. They changed the laws.
Lead us to glory. I like that. It would have been good for you to be around other girls, boss. Lord knows I'll raise you like one of them hillbillies next door. You'd be doing dip if I don't take some action.
His smile fades.
Miss Raylene, take your office days down to 2.
No, hell.
I'm the boss, man. You the leader of the birdies. And me and Fluffy, we gonna go and try and get paid.
He picks up Fluffy and hands a pair of tongs to Raylene.
Here you go.
She reluctantly takes them.
Fall out, Fluffy.
Christmas approaches Raylene with a wide smile. Raylene frowns at her.
I don't do nothing half-assed.
I don't want to do anything with half an ass.
You know, you're just setting yourself up for your little heart to get broke.
No. Set myself up to change my whole life.
No!
The beer can chicken explodes on the grill.
You've got to open the damn beer can.
Raylene eats a piece off the grill. At school, she puts a Birdie Scout new troop form on Massey's desk.
Raylene Mosley.
Hi, Crystal.
Hey. It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Since, Pavo Possum Fest. Well, hey. Sure is nice to see you. And are you mama?
I'm the troop mama.
Christmas, Joseph, Hell No, Smash, and Anne Claire stand behind her.
For real? Are you playing?
I don't play, you know that.
They can't be birdies.
Why not?
Because these children are not. Because birdies have a strict quality code.
My boos are quality.
The kids look at Smash. Massey shakes her head and takes a Birdie Scout binder from a drawer.
And you think you can get these children to follow these standards?
Does a fat puppy poop? I got this.
That kind of language isn't necessary. All right, then. Gotta give you a number. Troop. Oh, dear. Well, the only number left in the state of Georgia is 0. Isn't that sweet? Perfectly appropriate. Yes, precious.
0 is the number of infinity.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Troop 0, welcome to Birdie Scouting. I don't know if you thought this was going to be easy. Being a woman of substance is never easy. It's not pageantry, where you look pretty for the boys. It's not 4-H, where you birth a calf and call it a day. Before you're taking care of your babies, before you're taking care of your husbands, your old parents and whoever else needs you to hold them up, you're taking care of your troop. You're making sure you're all winners. Each member is required to earn one badge. That's the bare minimum to qualify for Jamboree. You will earn them honestly, no cheating. And if you earn them, then you got a shot at Marietta. So welcome, Troop 0. We'll see you on the other side. If you make it out alive.
Aunt Claire looks nervous.
I'm playing.
I'm not.
Massey drinks.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Don't take nothing. You say you got it dirty.
In the cafeteria, Raylene smokes by a window while the troop runs around. With a weary expression, she throws out her cigarette and faces the kids. Christmas jumps off a table, grabbing Joseph.
Y'all want to do this?
Christmas and Joseph face Raylene. Smash knocks chairs off a table.
Y'all my birdies now.
He can't be a birdie.
Can't be a birdie because he's half boy. Can't be a football player because he's half girl.
No, ma'am, that would be a no, ma'am. We are sweet to each other. Smash, get your finger out your nose. Get the straw out of your mouth. Hell no, you get the straw out of your mouth, too. Put your foot down. Joseph, welcome to the Birdie Scouts. Smash, I don't care about the law. Raylene finna whoop your ass. Joseph is one of y'all now, all right? And we are gonna do the best we can.
Yeah. Nah, we finna lose. It's a bunch of losers and trash nobody wants.
No, we finna win.
They throw things at each other.
Here we are. Leftovers for the leftovers. I'm playing. Y'all know I am. For real.
They go through a box.
Well, good luck with whatever you find in this badge jar. My girls have won almost every one. Can you believe it? I'm sure there's something in there for you.
I appreciate you. Now, let's see what we got here.
They try on uniforms.
Dang, these are ugly.
Raylene holds up a badge.
What the hell is this? Oh, that's survival in the wilderness. Can we have something more in that ballpark? I mean, dressage, that ain't gonna work.
Dressage is the correct pronunciation.
Whatever it is, ain't gonna work. Ceramics, table settings, no.
Just remind me, what do they say about beggars again?
Raylene smirks.
I'm playing.
Massey looks to the kids.
Y'all clean up this mess in here.
She leaves. The troop inspects items from the box.
All right. All y'all gotta do is win one badge each to go to Jamboree. So it shouldn't be that hard. Have y'all ever won anything in your lives?
The kids avert their eyes. Hell no frowns. Raylene hands out green sashes.
All right, Troop Zero, let's just do what we can. You too thick, wear the sash. You don't want to wear girl clothes, wear the sash. You pee your pants, wear the sash, just don't get any pee on it.
I don't pee myself.
Yeah, that's just in principle. Here. Well, come on now, hell no. Come on. Even if y'all don't win, you gotta show them that you're serious. Y'all serious?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's get this, my booze.
She holds a badge.
Cookie selling badge. Blood makes the grass grow. Kill. Come on.
The kids run out carrying cookie boxes. With a skeptical look, Raylene follows. In slow motion, the troop strides down the street in their yellow uniforms. Hell no, chews gum.
Looking back on the track for a little green bag.
Joseph puts on a pair of purple star-shaped sunglasses. And Claire clutches her cross necklace. Gazing up, she smiles softly. Smash walks forward with a determined look. Christmas licks a red lollipop.
Outside in the night, outside in the day. Looking back.
Raylene smirks with a lit cigarette between her lips. The troop stops in front of a clapboard house, towing a wagon full of cookie boxes. Hell No and Smash run onto the porch. Hell No pounds on the door. Smash kicks it. A timid boy opens the door.
Buy my cookies, Ray Ray.
Gotta ask my mom.
$2. Give me $4 for my cookies so I can be a woman of substance. Now, Ray Ray, do it.
Ray Ray runs inside. He returns and gives cash to Hell No. She and Smash admire it. A woman comes out and snatches the money back.
Give that back. Now get out of here.
She shuts the door. Christmas and Joseph watch from the street. Outside another house, the two friends park their wagon and approach the door with a box. Joseph knocks. A woman with a baby opens the door.
Hi. Would you like to buy some delicious birdie cookies?
You're not a Girl Scout.
It's Birdie Scouts. And we work on building communities to strengthen ourselves.
No.
She shuts the door. The kids frown. Later.
Please, I get so scared talking in front of strangers.
What kind of evangelist does that make you?
Real bad one.
All right, well, just hold my hand.
Raylene knocks on a door.
Have fun and puke, Miss Raylene.
Don't puke before you get the money, boo.
Hello.
Would you please give me some money?
I'll be happy to. I used to be a birdie myself.
And Claire turns away.
She'll be fine. It's good for the grass. Come on.
Raylene pins the cookies badge to Anne Claire's sash. The rest of the troop eats cookies nearby. In a classroom.
Every little girl dreams about getting married, having their own babies. Child care badge prepares you for the ultimate joys of motherhood.
Piper's troop pats baby dolls. The head pops off Christmas's doll. Helno and Smash hit each other with theirs.
That's right. Stop that.
Stop that.
Christmas joins in, then falls. Outside, Piper and her troop mates catch each other.
Perfect trust falls. Again.
What the hell? They're trying to teach you trust. Try that in the real world. Get up now. Get up. Get going. Come on.
Troop Zero leaves a swing set. Anne Claire prays, then falls backward. Behind her, Joseph files his nails. He looks down.
All right, I got you. Got you. Trust.
Smash falls forward, away from Hell No. Raylene looks away. Christmas stands behind Joseph.
Hey, don't mess this up.
Yeah. All right, I got this.
You better. I need this.
Joseph falls back onto her. Raylene hangs her head. The kids pile on top of each other.
No! No.
Christmas gets up and joins Raylene on the swing set.
We're never gonna get to Jamboree like this.
Shouldn't have taken them. Ruining everything. Bigger losers than I am.
Joseph lies on top of the pile.
You're right. Better for you to be back at home watching Outer Limits and me to be living my life in peace.
What? No.
Christmas frowns.
You can see them badges.
Raylene hands her the jar. Christmas opens it. She dumps the badges into her palm and drops the jar on the ground. She holds up a badge. It shows a pair of scissors and a comb.
You gotta work with what you got. Special skills.
In a parking lot, hairstyling supplies cover a table.
Beauty badge was made for Joseph. If he can make my hair less ugly, he can make the world less ugly.
This is the time to say yes. This is how I am. This is what God gave me to work with. And I'm going to make it beautiful because it's mine. All right.
Someone hands Joseph a comb, and he styles the librarian's hair. Now he shampoos another woman's hair. A group of locals watches him work. Later, he gives a comb to Christmas, and she passes him the scissors. A pair of women in the crowd nod, impressed. Joseph uses a hot comb to style an older woman's hair. Raylene watches proudly. She picks up the jar of badges. In slow motion, Joseph blow-dries a woman's hair. Now the librarian shakes her curly updo. Another woman flips her long tresses. The older woman shows off her short hairstyle. In a car, Massey, Piper, and their troop drive by, glaring. As Raylene claps for Joseph, she grins at them. The crowd applauds. The line of women stand in unison, wearing satisfied smiles. Joseph grins at them. His troop mates cheer him on. Raylene pins the badge to his sash.
Thanks, son. You survive 9 more years of this, you can make a whole buckload of damn money.
Yes, ma'am.
Special skills.
All right, Christmas, who's next?
Christmas admires Joseph's badge. In a grassy area, the troop stands before Ramsey, Raylene, and Dwayne, who holds a stopwatch.
That's some inspiring words, Mr. Ray.
Thank you, Miss Raylene.
Yeah.
When I was in the United States Army with Mr. Dwayne, we used to run a course like this twice a day. And there were machine guns going off over our heads.
We had bowls of rice just once a day just to get us through the hardships.
Not about the rice right now. What Mr. Dwayne is saying is life ain't about winning. I mean, it is for some, for those who win. But for the rest of y'all, the trick is to endure, not let the kicks and the nasty words keep you down, and you wake up one day, you be the last one standing.
As the other kids stare at Ramsey, Hell No nods confidently.
So?
He turns uncertainly to Raylene.
Go get them endurance badges, little boos! Go!
The troop runs through a tire obstacle.
Smash, give them those feet!
Hell No leads them as they climb a cargo net. Christmas lags behind.
You go easy on my girl, all right? You know she got one leg shorter than the other.
She falls off the net.
That poor thing can't afford to do nothing easy, and you know that.
Hell No climbs a horizontal rope.
Come on!
She drops down and does push-ups.
This badge was made for Hell No Press. She eats obstacles for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
The kids surround her. Raylene pins a badge to her sash.
You done good, Hell No.
The troop mama smiles proudly, and the kids embrace Hell No. She smiles bashfully. By the broken-down trailer, Raylene and the troop gather at a table of junk.
Smash, I figure you take things apart, you might be able to put them back together.
Go on.
Smash slowly takes a screwdriver from her. She tinkers with a cylindrical metal box while the rest of the troop watches. Smash holds up a manual drill, then uses it to make small holes in the end of the box. Now she holds up the makeshift device and extends an antenna. Smash wears a giddy smile. Raylene pins a badge to her sash. Christmas looks nervous.
That smash will surprise you. And I will too. Promise. Gotta have one special skill.
In the cafeteria.
This is almost impossible to mess up. Even for you, Christmas. Bake and badge. You bake a cake, get the badge.
Can't you just give me one?
Are you a cheater?
No, ma'am.
Oh, forgot the dang vanilla.
Raylene goes back to the kitchen as the kids look at the ingredients. Massey's troop enters.
What the H y'all doing?
Baking badge.
Why are y'all playing like this?
Yeah, y'all suck at being girls.
Y'all suck at being girls.
Yeah.
You.
She looks at Anne Claire.
You ain't even got no eye.
She turns to Joseph.
And you. You ain't even a real girl. All of y'all. I don't get y'all. How do any of y'all even get out of bed being so weird?
Shut up.
Hell No glances at Joseph. Christmas looks anxious.
What'd you say, girl boy?
I said shut up. And my name's Joseph. Call me Joseph like a normal person.
You're not a normal person.
Don't talk about him like that.
Be sweet, Hell No. We're just doing our badge. He didn't mean any harm.
He ours. He our fellow birdie scout.
He's a freak.
No, you are.
Piper glares.
Just let her say what she wants. Don't matter. I need this badge, though.
Joseph sighs.
It does too matter. We finna win. We finna get on that record. Here's just one piece of dirt on a bigger piece of dirt. We gonna last forever. We're just gonna wash away.
Piper leans close and cracks an egg on Hell No's forehead. Anne Claire gapes.
Oh, hell no.
She splashes cream on Piper's head.
Let's get him!
Christmas backs away. In slow motion, Hell No climbs onto the table and jumps off. Christmas stares. The rest of Troop Zero flings ingredients at the rival troop. Flour dust rains on Christmas. Joseph chases a girl with an egg beater. Smash pushes a girl's face into a bowl of sprinkles. The birdies throw eggs at the walls. Wearing a sifter on her head, Christmas watches with dismay. Piper pins Hell No to a table. Anne Claire flings flour. Smash excitedly tosses sprinkles around the room. The baking ingredients cover the floor and furniture. Massey enters and an egg whizzes past her. She stares in horror. Raylene enters.
Holy mother!
Piper, stop! Stop! You are sweet! You are sweet! Where are my young ladies?
Right here.
Massey turns to Raylene, who frowns.
I have never seen
such delinquency, such a lack of hygiene. Oh, the trash of it all. And y'all will raise better. Troop Zero.
Massey shakes her head.
You were so close. You blazed through all the badges on your level.
You sure in hell did.
They're sorry.
I ain't sorry.
Starting fights, acting ugly.
She wags her finger.
Y'all suspended.
Piper smiles.
Oh, come on.
Can't I just use the cafeteria to get my bacon badge?
No, ma'am. No. I can't even pretend y'all are cute anymore. It's sad. Sad, sad, sad. And my troop, y'all are on thin ice. Let's go. Get on out. Piper, come on, get.
Massey's troop leaves.
And y'all clean this mess up.
Raylene regards the troop with a disappointed look. The kids wear somber expressions. Later, Raylene and the troop enter the restaurant called Booty's.
Family special.
Coming right up.
They sit at a table. Raylene puts down the jar of badges. Now a server brings them fried chicken, and they eat.
I think y'all would be happier just doing Bible school or FFA or just watching TV. Whatever happened to watching TV?
I can't give up. I mean, there must be one badge I can earn.
If y'all even get the jamboree, which you won't, y'all ain't gonna win. I mean, I'm sorry, but I wish someone had told me that.
No jamboree?
I made a dance, though.
I really want to tell y'all what you want to hear, but this situation just ain't salvageable.
Joseph buries his head, and Smash punches her cake.
Could have been gone from here. I could have been famous.
I wanted to leave a permanent record. But we still can.
Piper knocks on a window. Smash lunges at it. Her troop mates pull her back. Smash runs out and chases Piper and her friend. Christmas looks at Raylene.
This ain't us. This is some candy ass B grade version of us because we ain't got nobody to show us how to be better.
Show us. Be that one for us. Please.
No one was that for me.
Yeah, well, it can be different now.
It's never gonna be different. Your life is gonna be the same as you are right now. The sooner you learn that, the better.
Christmas glances off, then wears a fierce expression.
That can't be true. Because I'll die.
Raylene looks moved, then shakes her head in frustration. She blows a whistle.
You can yell at her like that.
Help me with this video.
Sit down. Sit down.
The others sit. Raylene dumps out the badges.
Okay.
Smash reaches for them.
One badge. One more badge. Uh-uh. Give me that.
Christmas watches intently. Raylene holds up a badge, then shows it to the troop.
Surviving in the wilderness.
And Claire grins.
Like Jesus.
Raylene hangs her head. On a street, Troop Zero walks by the school carrying sleeping bags and canteens. Piper's troop watches them. Christmas trips and falls.
Stay down, Pegwater.
We do not stay down because they tell us to, Christmas. That is a no man.
Raylene helps her up. Now the troop walks through the woods.
Smash get a snack break?
Hunger is good for you.
He's starving us. He's putting us in danger.
Y'all in danger every day.
Raylene stops. They stare at a chain link gate with a sign reading, "Keep out, no trespassing."
We ain't going into the South Woods, are we?
It's time you all learn to take it by the horns.
Raylene approaches the gate and Christmas enthusiastically follows.
Mass, wait up!
Raylene opens the gate and the kids go through. Raylene looks around the woods, then follows them. They leave the gate open. The troop passes a spider in a web. They continue through the dense forest.
What was that?
I'm scared of it. Will it be fast when I die?
Y'all get a hold of yourselves.
As Joseph walks by a hanging branch, his hair gets caught in it. He flails and Anne Claire cowers. Joseph gets out of the branch.
Go, go!
They continue through the woods to a small clearing.
Anne. It's really cool because the aliens, they'll hear us because the sound waves, they go out in the universe and until they hit something.
That is not how it works.
Yeah, it is. My mom said.
All right, now, y'all.
The kids face Raylene.
We sleeping here?
I'm not gonna sleep with Christmas. She's gonna pee on me.
I don't wet the bed.
Yes, Mom.
Y'all stop acting ugly. Smash. All right, my booze. It's time y'all earn that badge fair and square.
You leaving us? We're gonna die.
Oh, hell, hell no. I can't.
Hell yes, hell no. And when y'all wake up in the morning, y'all know that you spend the night in the wilderness, then no one help you.
What if we don't?
All right, prove them wrong. Make them proud.
But what if we don't?
Waving, Raylene smirks to herself and leaves. Later, the troop lays rocks in a circle on the ground. They break sticks, then pile the wood in the center of the circle. One scout flicks on a barbecue lighter. Nighttime, the troop sits around a campfire. Anne Claire nervously joins her hands in prayer.
Valley of the Shadow of Death.
Joseph fidgets nervously and glances around. Christmas wears a fearful expression. Smash holds up her makeshift radio and grins. She dances. Hell No bobs her head to the music. Smash playfully nudges her. Joseph nods excitedly.
My dear and holy God.
He gets up and dances. The rest of the troop joins him. Slow motion glimpses show the kids dancing. Joseph hops around.
She's not sure if you're a boy or a girl.
Christmas sways her arms.
Hey, babe, your hair's all right.
Anne Claire jumps and shakes her hands.
Let's go out tonight.
Smash throws tinder into the fire and it blazes higher. The troop watches embers fly up toward the starry sky. A distance away, Raylene emerges, smoking a cigarette. She gazes at the dancing troop. Christmas grins at her friends. Raylene smiles proudly. The kids jump with their hands raised.
Can you see us better when we're together like this? Is our signal stronger? I think it is.
Now the kids lie in their sleeping bags around the fire. Near the clearing, Christmas sits on her sleeping bag.
If there is wild animals, want to spit scuppin' out seeds in their eyes and blind them.
Hell No crawls under a leaning tree and sneaks up behind Christmas.
The ones who's scared. Cause I'm not scared.
Hell No grabs her shoulder. She joins her on the sleeping bag.
Hell No. You're out of the circle of protection.
I don't need it.
Yes, you do.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, huh?
Nuh-uh. It's fixing to be a meteor shower. Just go over there and look for it.
I'm responsible for you not getting ate in the wilderness. Now come sleep with the rest of us.
I can't.
Why not?
Because it's not true that I wet the bed. Well, if I did, maybe. Whenever I get emotional or nervous, and maybe that's when I'd pee on stuff. If I did, I wouldn't know why.
Christmas fidgets with two sticks.
I used to wet the bed. Really? Nah.
Christmas looks frustrated.
But if I did, I'd be shamed. How come you pee the bed? Can't help it?
I don't.
Christmas gazes off and hesitates.
But maybe if I did, time was right after my mama's death, and then I couldn't stop. And so you can just go, you know.
I leave and you die all alone in the wild, covered in your own pee. And you miss every meteor shower that will ever happen the whole rest of your life, because you'll be dead. I'm gonna tell you some scary stories to keep you awake.
Please don't.
Too late. One night, in the pouring rain, a girl hears on the radio, lock the doors. there's a maniac!
With all that was left of her.
Later.
Sorry. Scratching at the door. And when she came out...
At dawn.
She never spoke again. And her hair was bright white.
Bright white?
Yeah.
Christmas dozes on Helno's lap. Daytime. Helno taps her.
Christmas.
What do you want?
Get up. Get up now. Now.
Look. Helno points in front of them. Christmas sits up. The girls gaze ahead, captivated. They watch two young foxes searching the ground. The foxes leave. The rest of the troop joins Christmas and Helno.
I think they might have been peacemakers sent from the giant caterpillar.
Oh, something bit me.
There is no giant caterpillar.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't. How do y'all believe in that?
Look what I found. I brought scuppernongs.
And Claire offers a handful of snacks.
Okay. I want three.
Joseph wears a troubled expression. Christmas gives him a grape. He scoots closer and eats it.
Anyone come for you again? I'm gonna beat their ass back to a gosh damn swamp shack.
Joseph feels her hair.
Just come with them with hair like that.
She playfully hits him. Raylene approaches.
Oh! My booze! Y'all did it! Come on, get up!
They stand.
You done it, Christmas.
She gives her the badge.
There you go. We want to go to Jamboree!
Christmas admires the badge on her sash. In Massey's classroom.
We got Miss Massey. We're gonna go to Jamboree.
Praise the living Jesus. And we fought a win, too.
We fought a dance. Me and Christmas made a dance that's amazing.
Y'all have a lot to be proud of. Y'all do. I'm not even playing.
We're gonna go. We're going.
Oh, precious. You're not. We are? They don't have a legitimate troop leader. It's so sad, but what I discovered last night when I consulted Statute 12, Section 8 of the Birdie Scout Code, here it is. Troop mothers must not have any prior arrests. And Miss Raylene, don't you have one?
No convictions.
For an incident in which a gentleman's tires were slashed, his trailer broken into, and all his mounted deer heads spray painted pink.
You can't prove it was me.
It was you.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, huh?
Massey and Raylene glare at each other. Christmas looks between them.
That gentleman, if you recall, and I think you do, was some fool named Yellow Teeth Davis. It saw a lot of silly-ass girls back in the day. And the reason why Yellow Teeth Davis wasn't at home when his trailer got broke into is because he was running around with one of more of those silly-ass girls instead of being at my house like he promised to pick me up to take me to Booty's Chicken. And then I started wondering what was wrong with me that made him treat me like trash. And then I waited so long figuring out what was wrong with me that I didn't go to law school and I missed my whole life.
Massey raises her brow and looks down. Christmas stares at Raylene.
But lately I've been wondering, you know what, Raylene? Who cares what people want? What do you want? So from now on, my life is on me. Not some fool with crowded yellow teeth that put dead deer all over his walls. It's on me. And I feel sorry for you, Miss Massey. Because you're going to spend your whole life trying to impress fools, and you ain't never going to be enough for them either. Whatever happened to you, Crystal?
Massey gives her a stony look. Raylene stares back at her.
You a bad example.
This is my example.
Raylene throws the Birdie Scout binder into the rain.
I'm going to law school, you sad snake lady.
She goes.
I don't like being like this. I don't like being nasty, Miss Massey.
The kids leave.
Y'all will find life gets easier if you don't want so much.
On the porch, Raylene ties on a rain bonnet.
Hey!
Hey, yourself.
What do you mean, law school?
I mean I'm out. I'm out. I can see about law school, I can see about a job.
You leaving me?
There's no leaving you if I was never with you.
You're supposed to stay here with me.
She avoids Christmas's gaze.
How can you ask me to be there for you when I was never there for myself?
Christmas holds back tears.
So is it over?
She turns to Anne Claire.
We'll find a new troop mama now.
Everyone we know got felonies. There ain't no one else.
Why'd you make me want it so bad? I never wanted anything and I was fine.
Hell no!
She chases Hell No into the rain.
Why'd you do this to me? I was happy before this. I was happy before I thought I could talk to anyone or be permanent. Why'd you leave me so unsatisfied? Stay down!
Hell No shoves her.
Tell me to stay down!
Jesus whipped.
Christmas runs after her. Raylene tosses her cigarette and follows the girls into the rain. In the woods, Christmas chases Hell No.
Hell No! Get away from me! Don't leave me!
We're gonna leave me alone!
No! We wanna be permanent!
Hell No slips on wet leaves and lands near the shore. Christmas falls next to her.
You're a dang fool.
Nuh-uh.
Raylene stops behind them.
No one ever chased me before.
You're dang sad.
The girls playfully tussle. Raylene gives a relieved smile and shakes her head. Later, sunlight shines through the trees. Outside his trailer, Ramsey pets Fluffy and talks on the phone.
Now, you said you borrowed it, but you didn't say whether they knew you borrowed it. Do they know you borrowed it?
Raylene approaches with Christmas and Hell No.
Now, hold up. Hold on.
These little boos need a mama.
Miss Raylene, I ain't the mama.
You are now.
Raylene holds out the handbook. He looks at the mud-covered girls, then reluctantly takes the book.
Let me call you back.
Christmas nods and grins. Later.
Where's for the boss man? The boss man steps up.
Big Rick, let's go.
Ramsey leads Raylene, Dwayne, and the girls through the trailer park.
Smash, you're gonna learn a thing or two.
Joseph and his father join.
Mary, let's go.
Other neighbors follow. In town, the group walks down a street.
Look at that, Paul.
Christmas and Joseph run to their troop mates, who join the group.
Come out, fall out. Those purple
gates, they approach a wooden house, and Ramsey steps onto the porch. Christmas, Joseph, and Claire and Raylene stand behind him. The rest of the neighbors loiter in the yard. Ramsey hands books to Raylene.
You do the honor.
He knocks on the door. Massey opens it.
Principal Massey, may I have a word, ma'am?
I ain't got time for this, Ramsey.
Listen, devil woman. I read your rule book. Nobody beat the boss man when it come to rule books. Nothing in that book say the troop mother has to be female. Therefore, I am proud to be the troop mother for Birdie Scout Troop Zero Wiggly.
There are ways things are done, Mr. Flint. What kind of world would it be if every homely, strange little girl thought she could just go out and do whatever she wanted? To be laughed at and humiliated and ruined? I'm helping them more than you do. You think this was easy for me?
Ramsey cocks his head.
These are our girls. All of us. Whole damn town of Wiggly. I don't care how many eyes they got or who wet the bed or if some of them debatable as girls. They are Birdies, and I'm their troop mama.
Massey crosses her arms.
How you gonna pay the $500 entry fee?
Son of a puppy.
Five.
It costs money to pay for these judges' time. You got $500, Ramsey Flint? You don't. Because Ramsey Flint, he just keeps on losing.
Ramsey looks embarrassed and turns away. Raylene shakes her head. Ramsey bends down in front of Christmas.
You know, I'd give her the whole gosh dang solar system if I could.
Yeah, I know that.
He bows his head. Raylene shares a cold look with Massey. Ramsey looks sheepishly at his daughter.
Mr. Ramsey?
A woman pulls money from her dress.
I know. I've been owing you 50 for a while.
And this is for Big Sam's legal fees and the broken furniture. Buddy's public urination. And Robbie's truancy. I'm sorry it took me so long to get it to you, Ramsey.
That's all right.
The librarian gives him cash.
You know what for?
Yeah.
Here you go, Ramsey.
Huh. Thank you.
Other neighbors give him cash. Massey rolls her eyes. Ramsey turns to her.
But you don't seem to understand, Miss Massey. I'm the boss man. And we going to the Birdie Jamboree. And we gonna kick everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Good day, man.
She shuts the door.
Let's fall out!
The group leaves. At night, Christmas sits by a window in the trailer. She gazes at the stars.
If it's all gonna be okay, will you please give me a sign? Anything?
Ramsey, Raylene, and Dwayne make stars and planets out of cardboard and paper mache.
Look, I don't know what the... Y'all gonna win. No, I can feel it.
That's gas. You eat like you got a train to catch.
No.
What if I lose in front of everybody?
Yeah, so what?
Raylene raises her eyebrows at Ramsey.
Boss, get over here.
Yes, sir.
Christmas leaves the window and approaches the table. Ramsey pats a chair.
Sit in.
She sits.
Boss, you know I lose in front of everybody every day. When the judge tells me it's over, I go over to the prosecution and I shake their hand. Give me your hand.
He shakes her hand.
Because that showed them they may beat me, but I'm strong as hell. And one day, maybe tomorrow, I'll kick their ass. Right?
But you still lost.
Yeah, Bones. But it's the principle.
Christmas looks puzzled.
What?
Forget it. You're a little young for it.
Christmas!
Not too long. Big day tomorrow.
Y'all gonna win. I can feel it. I know it.
You know you're drunk again.
Oh, drunk.
Yeah, he drunk as all hell.
You drunk. Yeah.
You're the best damn employee I ever had.
Well, I'm the only one that hasn't stole from you, so.
Yeah, I don't want you breaking my daughter's heart.
I was going to break if she let one of those nasty girls tell her who she is.
No, that ain't what I mean.
What do you mean?
You could stay. Right?
Ramsey smiles at her.
Okay. There's a spa that Emirates start in the fall.
Yeah. All right. I know.
He gets up and goes to the window.
We'll be fine. We'll be just fine.
He looks out at Joseph practicing a dance with Christmas, who wears a bucket on her head. Daytime, a group of boys ties tin cans to the back of a rundown school bus. One boy puts an orange in the exhaust pipe. People pass sack lunches through the bus windows to the scouts and Joseph's dad. Dwayne rides on a motorcycle.
Here you go, baby.
What is it, Dwayne?
What do you say, boss?
Where'd you get that bike, Dwayne? You are on parole.
I'm gonna give it back. I'm here for protection. Yeah, I just want to do something nice, Miss Raylene. Dear God, blanket us with protection. And I ask God, give these children a long life of no fears. And that you put the love that's on your heart unto my heart.
Shut your face up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Raylene boards the bus.
See you, Mary Ann.
She walks down the aisle, passing Ramsey. She grins out the window and takes a seat with the scouts. The bus drives off. The group of boys watches from behind a Booty's Big Chicken sign. As the bus leaves, the orange explodes out of the exhaust pipe. Townspeople wave as the bus passes storefronts.
Hey, that's my motorcycle! He stole that!
An aerial view shows the bus crossing a bridge, with Dwayne riding ahead. Motorcycle and bus pass through a nice neighborhood. The scouts lean out of the windows and frown. As the bus passes a large white house with a wide lawn, Joseph stares at it. On a tree-lined road, the motorcycle and bus pass under a banner. It reads, "Welcome Birdies, Jamboree." In a parking lot, other troops step out of yellow school buses. Dwayne drives through an empty spot, and the rundown bus parks in it. The bumper falls off.
All right.
car.
Joseph's dad opens the doors. Ramsey faces the troop.
Prepare for battle.
He grabs a duffel bag and steps out. As Raylene collects her belongings, she notices the scout's glum expressions.
I want y'all to know that y'all my boos. And I wish I had y'all around when I was little and dumb and sweet.
They stare at her.
Come on, we finna win. We finna win! Come on!
Christmas stays in her seat while her troop mates leave, looking more confident. Christmas stands near Raylene.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
The girl looks down.
I got on the record. That'd be important. You stay here with me.
Raylene rolls her eyes.
Okay.
I'm gonna be all alone again.
You are not alone.
Yeah, I am.
No. And you don't need that record.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
She sits, locking eyes with Christmas.
Who's smarter, me or you?
You.
All right, now. When you speak, it creates a sound wave, and then it vibrates through the air, and it keeps traveling out. That means if someone's listening for life on this earth, they're gonna hear you.
Am I sure that's even true?
Shoot, no. Probably not.
Raylene stands.
Probably all you can wish for is someone fool enough to show up.
Christmas looks out the windows and shakes her head. Raylene puts a cigarette in her mouth. Christmas reluctantly heads off the bus. With a somber expression, Raylene follows. They join the others outside.
Let's fall out! What kicks and butt today?
The group walks off. Dwayne struggles to lower a large metal cylinder from the side of the bus.
I ain't got it!
In a wetland, people walk on a path toward a wooded area. Troop Zero enters a clearing. They pass booths where other troops and their chaperones display arts and crafts projects. Christmas and Joseph look around apprehensively. A few scouts give them unfriendly looks.
We're Troop 15 in Alberta.
The troop approaches three women at a check-in table. Ramsey hands a paper to a brunette in an olive green uniform.
All right. Troop Zero, Wiggly.
Precious. And you are?
Ramsey Flint, Troop Mama.
Oh, isn't that something? Did y'all bring your fees?
Oh, of course I got it.
Yeah, that's part of Jamboree.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. We need you to count that, please. Well, we look forward to seeing what you little girls are made of.
Christmas raises her hand.
Uh-huh, what is it, Angel?
We're made of organs and tissues.
You guys got a latrine here?
Mm-hmm. We do have a latrine. We have about 8 latrines all around. They are made for little girls, so you're going to have to squeeze in there.
I could just use the woods.
Do not use the woods. I repeat. Right. Do not use the woods.
All right.
Well, y'all have some time to rehearse, and then we will see you over in the tent at 4.
Let's fall out.
See you at 4 for the show. Fly, birdies, to that tent, because at Jamboree, fun and talent abound. Don't get too loose with that fun, though, because you are being judged. Let's have a blast. The tent at 4.
In a large tent, birdie scouts and adults sit in the audience. Backstage, Joseph puts green makeup on Smash. Dwayne, Joseph's dad, Ramsey, and Raylene take their seats in the crowd. The adults wear uneasy expressions. Wearing a troop mother uniform, Massey leads her scouts into the tent. The girls wear red sequin dresses and white sailor hats. Massey directs them to an empty bench. She stops Piper.
You're judging us, do you understand? Act right.
On stage, birdie officials stand with Persaud and another man.
Welcome, birdies, to Jamboree! Yeah.
The brunette leads the crowd in applause.
Yeah. Now, you have all worked so hard to get here, and that work is not going to stop now. Because this is the place where we're going to see the best of the best. And who knows? There may be a little bit of international prestige in with this as well.
She touches Prasad's arm. Troop Zero watches through a curtain.
Young ladies are here on this earth to create beauty wherever they set their feet. So go on now, show us your gifts. We're gonna begin with Troop 28 from Moultrie. Let's do this.
A troop dressed in overalls and cowboy hats runs on stage. They dance out of rhythm with each other. Ramsay stares. The judges watch with polite smiles. Later, the brunette takes the stage.
Knock, knock. Who's there? The Holy Spirit. Amen. Y'all, get ready for Troop 17 from Alberta.
A troop wearing robes takes the stage with their hands joined in prayer. One girl poses like Jesus on the cross. Joseph's dad, Ramsay, and Raylene watch with furrowed brows. Helno watches through the curtain. Later.
The reigning champions of Jamboree need no introduction. Please welcome Troop 5 from Wiggly.
Piper's troop prances onto the stage, grinning. Massey gazes up with a proud smile. Ramsay frowns. On stage, the girls perform a polished tap dance routine. In the audience watch happily. A judge gives an impressed nod and jots a note. Massey turns back and shares a look with Raylene. Joseph watches from the wings. He wears Ziggy Stardust-inspired makeup with a red lightning bolt across his eye. Piper briefly glances at him and Anne Claire. Joseph crosses his arms. Looking nervous, Anne Claire hurries around a corner to a deck area. Joseph follows.
Claire?
I get nervous in front of strangers.
Christmas approaches.
Look, you want to puke? Just reach out and one of us hold your hand, okay?
In the audience, Massey beams at her scouts. They hold hands and take a bow. The judges applaud and give satisfied nods. Some audience members give a standing ovation. Massey glances around the crowd. Troop Zero's chaperones frown as they clap. In costume, Christmas and her troop huddle backstage.
Whatever you do, don't lose the song. You got this, booze.
Y'all in my boots.
All right, quit. Fun to give me lies.
Piper's troop approaches.
How precious.
Anne Claire turns.
Oh, you still ain't got no eye.
She takes Christmas's hand.
You ain't got no talent, you snake from hell.
Come on. Next up, we have a new troop. A troop that is a number that I didn't know was a real number until today. Please welcome Troop Zero from Wiggly.
The stage curtains open to reveal gold and red tinsel curtains decorated with stars. A man wheels a model rocket ship to the center of the stage. Girls in the audience look confused. Massey smirks. A technician pushes a button on an audio console. Joseph steps through the curtains in a silver costume.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Helno comes out dressed as the solar system.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Piper turns toward her troop. Joseph and Helno dance.
Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Ground Smash wears an alien costume and Anne Claire wears a star costume.
Seven.
Facing away, the kids sway their hips. The brunette sighs. Raylene and Ramsay look concerned. The other troops look puzzled. Smash and Helno rotate the rocket. Inside, Christmas wears an astronaut costume. In the audience, Prasad grins. Christmas steps out of the rocket. Joseph and Anne Claire briefly lift her. Prasad leans toward Raylene and Ramsay.
This is unusual.
The stars look very different today.
He's unusual.
Anne Claire sings while the others dance.
Major Tom, you really
you
made the grade.
Get off the stage, you weirdo.
Watch your mouth, girl.
one-eyed freak.
Stop! And Claire looks down. Smash and Hell No stop dancing.
Hey, Bedfeather!
Christmas looks embarrassed. Troop Zero stands awkwardly.
Stop that music.
The technician turns it off and the troop mates share anxious looks. Ramsey bows his head. As the crowd watches uneasily, Christmas stares out at them.
Don't give up, boss.
Christmas slowly walks to the front of the stage. The rest of the troop watches her. Christmas removes her makeshift helmet. She scans the crowd with a somber expression. Christmas gazes down. Urine soaks her shorts and drips onto the stage. Joseph and Anne Claire watch sadly. Christmas's lips tremble as she looks out at the audience. The other birdies look shocked. Raylene approaches the technician.
Turn them back on. Stop. Enough.
Tears stream down Christmas's face.
My name is Christmas Flint.
Raylene and Massey face the stage.
I am a human female. Sometimes I be myself when I get nervous.
Ramsey watches his daughter.
I don't know why. I don't want to.
Massey and Raylene look moved.
I just want to tell you. Hope. Hope you live a good life. And I hope you have a friend.
Joseph smiles.
You got everything I got.
Ramsey nods. Massey sighs.
Ground control to Major Tom, your circuit's dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom?
Prasad smiles.
Can you hear me, Major Tom?
Hell No and Christmas hold hands.
Major Tom.
Hell No wets her pants. The crowd looks stunned. Joseph joins Christmas and Hell No. Massey grins with Raylene.
No.
The brunette shuts her eyes. Joseph pees his pants. His father nods proudly. Anne Claire joins them and wets herself. Smash does the same. Massey and Raylene laugh. Troop Zero raises their joined hands. They start dancing wildly, and Christmas kicks her helmet off the stage. Ramsey and Prasad cheer. The troop runs in a circle. Raylene playfully nudges Massey. A birdie in the crowd shakes her head. Joseph jumps off the rocket, then slides on his knees. He rips off his jacket and tosses it off stage. Hell No leaps. Prasad dances in the audience. Birdies in the crowd look shocked. The judges wear disapproving expressions as they take notes. Smash climbs onto the rocket steps, and the troop strikes a pose. Confetti shoots from the top of the rocket. The brunette leader looks distraught and steps away. Dwayne, Ramsey, and Joseph's dad cheer. Piper gapes. Troop Zero joins hands and bows. Christmas joyfully tosses confetti. Cut to black. Later, the brunette stands at the mic.
Oh, my beautiful birdies. We have seen some examples today of how to be.
She winks at Piper's troop.
And how not to be. Y'all, we've come to possibly the most exciting part of the day. Dr. Prasad is going to hand out the awards. Here he is, Dr. Prasad.
Behind the brunette, Prasad confers with a judge. Ramsey, Raylene, and Christmas look nervous. Prasad approaches the microphone.
We were really touched by the courage every troop showed. It wasn't an easy call to make because What does the best even mean in the big picture? Who decides what's good, what's worth it? Who knows? The winner of this year's Jamboree and the troop whose voice will go into outer space is Troop 5 from Wiggly. Congratulations, sir.
Christmas gazes down. Raylene looks toward her.
You're all right, Luke?
She nods.
If there's life out there, they'll know.
Piper's troop steps on stage. Christmas walks down the aisle, and Raylene follows her to Massey's seat.
Congratulations to Troop 5. You sparkly birdies. You sequined lovelies. Oh, inspiring.
Christmas extends her hand. Surprised, Massey shakes it.
Congratulations.
You gonna be okay, Christmas?
Oh, heck yeah. You?
Massey regards Christmas, then glances at Raylene. Christmas walks away. Massey stands beside Raylene, who lights a cigarette. Ramsey hugs Christmas. Piper's troop holds trophies. Prasad puts on headphones.
Give me a puff.
Raylene hesitates. She hands her cigarette to Massey and suppresses a smile. Prasad holds a recording device next to Piper, who reads from a paper.
Whenever you're ready.
Greetings from the children of planet Earth.
I hope he kicked that boy's ass in law school.
Raylene nods.
Shoot.
And we hope this record.
You will, though.
Tells you who we were.
Don't take shit from anybody.
She shares a look with Massey. They face the stage.
Thank you, Piper. What a perfect representation of a birdie.
Massey offers the cigarette to Raylene.
No. You can finish it.
You always do.
And raise our voices in song. Let's do that birdie anthem, y'all.
Raylene goes, and Massey smiles.
We're sweet to those we find. We're beautiful.
Christmas regards the stage as the rest of her troop leaves. With a soft smile, she leaves the tent. Nearby, Ramsey takes out a beer, then sits on a cooler and faces the water. Christmas approaches and stands beside him.
What it is, boss. I'm proud of you, Major Tom.
He smiles. She wears a thoughtful expression.
I miss Mama.
Ramsey's smile fades.
No, I'm not supposed to tell you that. I miss her.
Hey, you can tell me anything. Ain't nothing you can't tell the boss man.
Ramsey gazes ahead. She turns to him.
I'd do anything if you could have her. It's gonna have to be just you and me, Christmas. Just the way it's gotta be, I guess. I wish I could be better.
She smiles and shakes her head.
No. You and me? We're solid gold. We're the king of bears.
She opens his bottle with her teeth. She winces.
King of beers.
He sips it. Christmas grins.
Solid gold.
Nighttime. Smash's radio sits on a picnic table. Raylene dances beside Hell No and Smash. Anne Claire jumps around and flails her arms.
Deep down in Louisiana.
Joseph's dad twirls his son and hugs him as they dance. A wide view shows a star-filled night sky above the wetland. Ramsey and Christmas approach the group hand in hand.
We didn't win, but it don't matter none, because Dwayne stole the trophies from Troop 5.
Dwayne passes the trophies to the kids. Christmas takes one. They continue to dance while holding the trophies. Christmas stops and gazes at the sky. She smiles and points. A meteor shoots across the sky.
Hot damn.
Everyone stares.
When all the signals have been received, maybe you will know about us.
Some ways travel, right?
Christmas nods.
Think aliens have the same petty standards that we do? Hell no. They gonna hear you.
The kids look thoughtful.
They gonna hear you.
Christmas looks up eagerly.
Go on.
She puts down her trophy and stands on a picnic table.
I'm here. I'm here.
I'm here.
Here I am. I'm here.
The troop joins her.
Here I am.
Christmas smiles at Smash. The kids gaze at the sky. Prasad stands behind them and turns on the recording device.
I hope you're always safe and warm and dry and have foods always.
Nice, Helmo.
I hope you have everything good in Christ Jesus' name.
I hope you have Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin and Freddie Mercury.
Christmas smiles tearfully. Helmo takes her hand. The girls share a look, then continue to stare at the stars.
I hope we got Mama. I hope we keep her safe.
Ramsey regards his daughter with an emotional expression. He gives her a soft nod. They look up. Dozens of meteors shoot across the sky. Christmas gazes up in wonder. Joseph looks amazed. Hell No grins. Smash laughs. Anne Claire holds her cross necklace and smiles. Raylene turns to Christmas.
Go on. You're gonna be permanent. You already are.
Christmas regards her solemnly. Ramsey and Raylene smile at her. Christmas faces the sky. Prasad records.
I'm here!
I'm here.
We're here!
We're here!
An aerial view rises away from the group. They continue to gaze up from the picnic table. The view pulls away from the wetland, past the clouds, and into space.
We got on that record, so I know you're gonna hear me.
It passes the meteor shower.
And what I want to say is this. I hope you got friends like mine. Like Hell No, Joseph, Lil Smash, and my boo Aunt Claire.
A space probe with a golden record passes.
I hope you see us for all our bursting treasure. Me and Miss Raylene, Boss Man and Fluffy, we'll be right here.
The space probe floats toward a nebula. Cut to black. Produced in association with Big Indie Pictures, Unit Production Manager Jenny Hinkey. First Assistant Director Rob Burgess. Second Assistant Director Kevin O'Neill. Cast: McKenna Grace as Christmas Flint, Viola Davis as Miss Raylene, Jim Gaffigan as Ramsey Flint, Allison Janney as Miss Massey, Charlie Shotwell as Joseph, Milan Ray as Hell No Price, Johanna Colon as Smash, Bella Higginbottom as Anne Claire, Mike Epps as Dwayne Champagne, Ashley Brooke as Piper Keller, Ash Thapliel as Prasad, Kai Turay as Ginger, Kenneth Wayne Bradley as Joseph's dad, Edie Patterson as Miss Amy, Maureen Brennan as Miss Delilah, Gwendolyn Malamba as Miss Penny, Jacoby Swain as Ray Ray, Harise Harrison as Cookie Buyer, James Evermore as Man from Crowd, Madison Hogan as Mean Girl Number 1, Reagan Wilson as Mean Girl Number 2, Mackenzie Brock as Mean Girl Number 3, Phoebe Sullivan as Mean Girl Number 4, Marley Burslem as Mean Girl Number 5, Logan Rayanne as Mean Girl Number 6, Molly Mae Ober as Mean Girl Number 7, Lucy Alibar as Chickpea, Elwood John Cunningham as Baby. Set Up Two Glasses Joe, performed by Ernest Tubb. Big Mamu, performed by Waylon Jennings. The Great Pretender. I Say a Little Prayer, performed by Aretha Franklin. Birdies Be Good. Shake Sugary, performed by Elizabeth Cotton and Brenda Evans. Blue Stop Knocking, performed by Al Ferrier. Little Green Bag, performed by George Baker Selection. Bosom of Abraham, performed by Elvis Presley. Jammin' the Blues, performed by Dick Flood and the Pathfinders. I'm a Winner, performed by Diana Ross. Rebel Rebel, performed by David Bowie. Take a Ride, performed by Zeus. I'm Gonna Walk Them Golden Stairs, performed by Elvis Presley. Bodacious, performed by the Woodchucks. On the Sea of Galilee, performed by the Carter Family. I'm Going Home Because I'll Never Be a Star, performed by Bill Morgan. Johnny B. Goode, performed by Chuck Berry. Space Oddity. Alima Song. Night Chant, Yebi Chai Dance. Starman, performed by David Bowie. Copyright 2019 Amazon Content Services, LLC, all rights reserved. The story, characters, and events depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to places, buildings, actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events is purely coincidental. Neither Amazon Studios, LLC, Big Indie Pictures, nor any of their respective parent, affiliate, or subsidiary entities have received any compensation or other consideration or entered into any agreement relating to the appearance of any tobacco products in this picture. Ownership of this motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and all other countries throughout the world. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this film, or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. This motion picture is protected under the copyright laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Amazon Studios. Read by Sylvie Zamora. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Big Indie. Amazon Studios.